Hey everyone, it's Lady A
and DJ,
and welcome to the bonus episode of MRG.
Yeah, we done made it, y'all.
Yes, and actually, we are just
we celebrating a milestone today. Shit, 10 episodes in, dig it. Yeah.
So we're really happy. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us, for tuning in just from day one, right? Much love to everybody. And so we just really want to take a few minutes just to kudos to ourselves, right?
Yeah, yeah. High five, Lady A. We did it. We're going to keep doing the damn thing. Yes. I remember, let's run down.
Yeah, so
the first show.
First show ever.
Amber Evans.
Oh, my God. Then Lala Brown.
After that, the Springfield 3. Oh, my God. That was one of my favorite ones, though.
Yeah, yeah. And Nikki Van Exel.
Heartbreaking story. Heartbreaking story. Oh, my God. I like that. I like all our stories, though. Yes.
Yeah, all of them have been really good. So, Kenny Burnham.
And Vernell Jones. Yeah, that was deep. Kiara Coles.
Oh, yeah.
That hit home. Postal worker.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Oh, precious baby Malia. Malia Davis. Heartbreaker. Malia. John White and Daniel Dano Cicero Jr.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget old Dano? Yeah, man.
Yeah, big bad
Dano. Big bad Dano, huh? Yeah, man. He ain't big bad Dano no more.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
Uh-uh.
Okay, who else? Lilius Landrum. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting story.
Decapitation.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, that sick bastard himself.
Andrew Lester.
Oh, my God. No more needs to be said.
He is a mouthful just in his name.
The infamous.
I mean, we're off to a really great start. And, again, thank you guys. And we just want to take some time to kind of look back and provide updates.
Real talk, right?
And we'll start with Amber Evans. I mean, this was something that was really, really just a very big mystery.
It was.
You know, back at the Scioto River and
is
what
there
happened
any updates?
And all of that. So, yeah, actually, so they did find her. And I think we did report on that. They found her body at the Scioto River. And they actually ultimately went on to do an autopsy on June 6th. 2019, the Franklin County coroner said that in their autopsy that she more than likely died by suicide.
Bullshit.
So.
Bullshit.
You know, we don't know how true this is. This is what the coroner, Franklin County in Columbus, Ohio, they said that
they've been saying that since day one. They want us to believe that.
Even before she was
just getting a new promotion? Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. And I feel like the family absolutely needs to push for another autopsy. An independent autopsy.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing about that is that, you know, her father and her boyfriend are on the same team.
Yeah.
Like, her father does not believe that she was murdered or there was any intent.
And here's the thing. I can't understand that, having children myself, but the sick, twisted reality is that some parents, I mean, they're just naive to the fact.
They are.
They get to liking their spouse's significant other. And become goofy. You know, that's one of my favorite words, goofy.
Yeah. They can't see the truth for what it is because of this personal relationship.
I'm done.
And
it was just
really, really weird to me. And I know, DJ, the last time we talked about Amber Evans, we did talk about suicide prevention. And just for this update, in all intents and purposes, we want to kind of talk about the suicide prevention hotline.
Yes. If you are depressed, feeling suicidal, just need to talk. Don't hesitate.
Yes.
Please contact the Suicide Prevention Line, 1-800-273-8255.
Yes.
That's 1-800-273-8255. You can remain anonymous. Do not be ashamed.
That's right.
It's okay.
Yep.
It's okay.
That's right. And your life is way more important, believe you me. People will miss you if you unexpectedly pass away. you know, and everything.
And so, this too shall pass. Nothing's forever. You'll wake up tomorrow, be a new day.
It will be a new day, and things will get better. So just know.
The mental illness is real, and like I said, don't hesitate.
Please don't
hesitate. We love y'all, man.
Whew. Yes. Okay. So that is our update on Amber Evans. We also have I don't know if this is an update, but this is a small update on the Lala Brown. Remember Lala Brown was, and her and, Kool-Aid Claiborne, her boyfriend, producer, boyfriend were murdered just like viciously.
Episode 2. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all. Episode 2. Make sure you guys check it out if you don't know. But
what's the update?
So the update is, and this was actually a couple of years ago in the summer of 2016, the police told the family that they do have a suspect that they are looking at, and they were confident at that time, at least, that he was the perpetrator of this crime. Now, the really weird thing about this update is that after they told the family this and people went public saying that there was a possible suspect, nothing else ever happened. We don't have a face. What? We don't have a name. They never reported anything. There's been no trial. There's been no charges.
It's some funny business.
There's been nothing.
Oh, it's some funny business. What year was this? You said 16?
This was in 2016.
And so they had a suspect.
They had one. They said they were confident he was the perpetrator.
And it just
confident.
Went.
The lead detective. And then it just went dead.
Yeah.
The
man.
Father, Lala Brown's
the
father, is like,
is
if
in.
You're going to charge him,
the fix
then
is
charge
in.
Him. What is the problem here?
You know what? It's probably one of theirs.
Yeah.
Probably one of their
I'm
or
thinking
something.
The same thing. There has got to be a reason why
you got
you
big
have
connects
to
downtown
something.
At the county building.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Them motherfuckers, man.
Whew, so yeah, you guys, craziness.
Right.
Okay.
Make sure that we get our money up, y'all. Get your money. It ain't about
right.
spending, it's about saving and
that's
investing
right.
and having lawyer money for a rainy day.
Private investigators, independent people run around here and be able to do the work that the police officers, Lord knows, they don't do.
They don't,
right?
Or just won't.
And they won't do it. So, yeah, craziness. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But, yes, that is our update on Lala Brown. We have an update on Keira Cole.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, we have a small update on Keira Cole. Now, the Chicago Police Department, have announced back in March that they have narrowed down a person of interest in Keira Cole's disappearance. However, once again, they're not giving a name. They don't want to.
So that's just protocol.
Say
so that's
I'm
just
really
protocol
starting to believe that that's what
at this
it
point.
Is.
Yeah, it's just.
It's
you
like
know,
to shut people up and be like, okay, yeah, we got something.
That's what it is. When they really don't have nothing. Or they might have a name, but they ain't doing nothing.
But they're not doing nothing. Because anybody could be a person of interest to me until you caught the person. Everybody's a person of interest.
Yeah, I'm with you. They're just trying to shut people up.
Yeah. Yeah, and
they
isn't that funny that the Lala Brown, oh, we got a person, we're pretty sure it's the guy or the girl, but we're not saying. They didn't
right.
even say if it was a male or female.
And my thing is, never end up catching nobody.
Never, never.
And it goes dry as the desert.
Yep.
And
yep.
cold as a dead body. It's
exactly.
over. It's over.
And by this time, you guys, keep in mind, Keira Coles would have already had her baby.
That's what's scary.
That's what's
so
scary
her
about this.
And the newborn.
And the baby. So, you know.
And I'm just going to say, Lady A, and I so hate it. If she was alive or something, it seemed like she would have popped up at somebody's
hospital
in regards to the baby.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. It's
the
not
looking
good.
The baby would have popped up somewhere if maybe, you know, or whatever. I don't understand it. You know, it's just, this is a true mystery.
What the hell is going on in Chicago?
Oh, man, listen.
If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking
it
another.
It's always something stupid happening in Chicago.
Shit.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so that is what is going on in Keira Cole's. I mean, not a big update, but all in all, still an update, right? So, moving on to the Springfield 3. All right, now this is a little bit of a weird update, and quite interesting.
Let me know, I think that might have been my favorite show.
Oh yeah,
yeah
I have
yeah,
to say
I think
that
was my favorite
mine
show.
Too,
yeah.
yeah,
one of them,
well,
one of
yeah,
them, because
yeah.
you know we stay with that heat.
Exactly. So the okay, this is really weird. All right, so Bart Streeter is the brother of Susie Streeter and the son of the mother, Cheryl Levitt. Okay? So, you know, they're the three girls. They all went missing or whatever. Susie Streeter and Cheryl, they went missing. Well, Bart is now a grown man, right? But he was arrested back in February, actually February 28th, on suspicion of public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and attempted false imprisonment after an incident at a nail salon in Smyrna, Tennessee.
Recently this year?
Yes, this happened this year. And get this. The Smyrna police spokesman said that Bart Streeter was accused of walking into the business and claiming to be the grandfather of a 15-year-old girl at the salon and that he was there to pick her up. He was arrested for that. But people started saying, oh, well, if he could do this, does he really know what happened to his mother and sister and her friend? Right. What's up with that? So the family went on later on and posted a statement through a website saying that his actions that led to an arrest in Tennessee were exaggerated by witnesses and the media. So they're saying this whole thing about him trying to pick up this 15-year-old girl is not true. And by the way,
the police said that.
No, his family. The Streeter family.
Oh, so the family's sticking
by him. The family is sticking by him. But
what's the police saying?
The police is, but police arrested him for that. And that's the really weird thing about this whole situation is because they're saying, A, he did not know the girl. You know, was this like a kidnapping thing? Was he like, oh, I'm the grandfather because I just like want this 15-year-old girl to walk out with me and be weird? Or did this even happen at all and people are just making this up because, you know, his family is missing? This is a high profile case. So, you know, that is what the family is saying. They're saying that he did not try to take this girl, but he did. Asked if the girl was the granddaughter of a woman in the lobby. So there was some type of interaction between this girl and him. Now, it may not have been direct, but it sounded to me at minimum it was indirect and it was inappropriate. Who walks up to somebody and says, is that your granddaughter?
It don't make sense.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah.
He did it. He did this shit.
And what is
his ass locked up?
Well, he was. He was.
And they let him go.
He was exonerated. And
have they found the body of the woman?
They have not found his mother or his sister. And that is still clearly a case. It's been 26 years. Now, the police did say that it is evident in the video, because there is a video out there, that he at no time tried to forcibly remove anyone from the establishment. The charges were exaggerated, as is plainly evident in the video. So somebody may have went out there and said, oh, my God, you know, Bart Streeter tried to kidnap a girl.
Yeah.
You know, and that whole big thing. But I just thought that was really interesting.
You know, I'm unyielding on that shit. That case right there is one of my favorite ones. They need to hold his ass to the fire. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's how I feel. You know, DJ, at the end of the day, I mean, if he's innocent, let him go. But if not, we need to make sure that you're innocent.
Yeah.
So talk to him. Did they roast his ass back then or what?
Well, that was the thing. Isn't it funny that when we investigated this case, Bart's name never came up?
And they said he was younger back then. But how young?
Susie was a teenager. She was 18. He must have been the younger son. And where was he when the three of them were taken?
He might not have. Could a younger boy do that?
I don't think so. And the other thing is, ever since his mother and sister have gone missing, he's had a history of alcohol abuse, which could be understandable. I mean, like, what the hell happened to my mother and my sister? Like, for real.
Right, so maybe he didn't do it at all. I don't know. Let's see about him. Exonerate him if he didn't do it, and that's that, goddammit. But what's going on? Where are the women at? Where are the ladies?
I know. That's what they're still investigating. There has been no update on this.
I mean, it's been years. April, how many?
It's been 26 years. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of theories, a lot of I think, or it could have went this way, but nothing concrete. Nothing.
I'm just keeping 100. Ooh, it ain't looking good.
It's not.
I don't even know if we'll ever find it.
I don't know either. And that, you know, and that's the scary thing about these situations is when people like that go missing, you literally have no idea what the hell happened to them. And I thought Susie was an only child. Come to find out, she had a brother. Which even adds more of a, you know... thing. Isn't that even more of a mystery?
Yeah, because putting what two and Bart two together, know? Where was he at that night?
Yeah, I would love, if I could be a phone
And you know the first thing I'm thinking about, who's Bart's daddy? Do they all got the same daddy?
Well, that's, I don't know. Well, they
that's
all,
what I'm
Cheryl
saying.
Levitt, maybe. Susie Streeter, Bart Streeter, Cheryl Levitt was the mother. She was the only one with a different name. Maybe they have the same biological father.
Right. I'm just saying, you know,
and
I'm just
now we got to go and do some investigation type
and
work.
Even if, I mean, at the end of the day, man, she made sure that his boy was conveniently out of the home while he came back and got all three ladies.
Thank you.
I don't know. We just saying. It's speculation.
Where was Bart when his mother and sister and friend were taken? Where the hell was Bart? And by the way, I keep saying friend. The other friend is Stacy. The friend is Stacy McCall.
Yeah, put some respect on her name.
Respecting Stacy McCall and her family. Stacy McCall, Susie Streeter, and Cheryl Levitt. Where was Bart? What does Bart know? Is the alcohol abuse because of something that maybe he has seen something and he's not saying? Maybe his father did something. He's just not saying. How could you keep that pent up all these years? I guess it happens, huh? Really, really weird, you guys. So, moving on. That is our very strange...
Somebody need to reopen that case.
Well, the thing is that the case never closed. That's the other thing.
I can't tell.
I know. I want to try to get into Bart's mind here.
Are we going to have to reach out? I think we should reach out.
Yeah.
That's our new shit. We've been finna start pressing the police department and getting real updates in real time.
Yep.
What the fuck is going on with these cops nowadays? Yeah.
Because in the meantime, the McCall and Streeter family is still praying and hoping that they will one day. Because think about it, Cheryl Levitt was 48, I believe, at the time when
It's been 26 years. It's over.
Wow, this is unbelievable. So that is our really weird update on the Springfield 3, okay? Interesting information. Okay, so our final update tonight is a very sad one. Baby Malia Davis, that is the poor child that went missing.
Broke my heart.
Yes, that man,
They got his ass, and he ain't going nowhere.
I hate these. So... for those of you who may or may not know, Darian Vance is the ex-fiance of the mother of Malia Davis's mother. And, you know, she went out of town supposedly to attend her father's funeral. And while she was gone, Darian was taking care of baby Malia.
Yeah, she know better than that shit.
Right. Disappeared. He tell a whole bunch of lies. And then eventually comes clean to the community activist and tells that the baby's body... is in Arkansas and wrapped in a bag somewhere and, you know, out in the middle of damn nowhere.
He admitted it.
Yeah, he did. And then they go get the body. He claims it's an accident, right? That's what he tells community activist Quanell X. Oh, it's an accident. So they go find the body. They did do some...
How was killing a baby an accident?
An accident.
You don't touch a damn baby.
Thank you. A four-year-old baby. Come on. Really? And got his dad and him out here... He lying and they testifying to it. Oh, no, my son would never do that. Yeah, your son did it. Okay? You need to stop lying for him and understand that your son is a child murderer. That's what he is. Own it. You can't walk down the damn street because everybody know who you are and everybody know who your son is. But yes, unfortunately...
They gonna kill him. They gonna kill him.
I hope they do. Yeah. I hope they give him the death penalty... And whatever else he got coming to him. Because you know in the state of Texas, they don't play.
Damn it.
If you get the death penalty, that's exactly what you're going to have.
Yeah, babies and old people.
Yeah.
Don't mess around, man.
We don't play that. We don't play that foolishness.
Don't do that.
We don't play that foolishness. That was just stupid. And to me, I just feel like a part of me feels like he was jealous of her or something. How could you be jealous of a baby? It's like, you're sick.
And I'm not sure what... He's sick.
You're sick.
I mean, he was just sick.
You're sick. Point, period. So, and that happened on May 31st, where they actually ended up finding her body in rural Arkansas. Oh, that was a sad day. And they came back, they flew her body back to Houston, Texas. They did a an autopsy on her, and they were able to confirm that that was, in fact, baby Malia. Of course, the community was just at an absolute outrage.
As they should have been.
And a lot of them attacked the mother.
We all knew.
Exactly. Thank you. We all knew that he did that.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. Yeah, we attacked the mother. You damn right we
did.
She deserved it. Where's her ass?
She deserved it.
Lock her up too.
I really feel like you should lock her up. And the other really interesting update on this is that those children, because Malia had a brother, those children were taken away by Children's Services. And a lot of people are mad at Children's Services for failing baby Malia because she was returned back home. Just to die 2 months later. Thanks, Houston Child Protective Services.
Listen to the episode, y'all. Episode,
yes.
What is it?
That is going to be on episode 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so make sure you guys listen.
All the knowledge you need to know in regards to this.
And so
sad.
It is so sad, and it's very hurtful, and it's heartbreaking. So they had baby Malia's funeral on June 22nd, and then after the funeral, they did an official autopsy, the coroner did, and he, or the medical examiner, one and the same, identified the death as a homicidal violence. But they were not able to determine what actually killed her. What was that blow? What was that hit? What was that strike that actually, you know, took baby Malia's life?
All the above. Does it fucking matter?
They don't
All
even
the
matter.
Above.
The, it
death,
really
the baby
don't
gonna give us as the death penalty
it
and
really
kill him sooner than later.
He's
Shit.
A sick fucking Fuck bastard. Him. I swear. He's gonna burn in hell, in a special part of hell, for that nonsense. Just don't make no kind Bad. Of sense. So. Whew. All right. Well, now that we've vomited all this tragedy on everybody and this weirdness, those are our updates for tonight. And it's just.
Hey, I got to ask you, Lady A, what's some of your favorite, your top two episodes? We already said the Springfield 3.
Yes, definitely, definitely, definitely. Springfield 3. And I'm going to probably have to say that, oh man, this has been crazy. Oh, this is hard, man. This is really, 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 really hard.
Everybody liked the baby Kiara calls.
Yeah. Yeah,
we
she was.
Say that one,
she
though.
Was. I'm gonna probably say that I think it was probably going to be Nikki Van Exel, and the only reason why was because I was just in complete shock with the kind of life that he had.
Yes.
And to just throw it all away behind
That's
some dumb
crazy.
Shit.
Crazy. And you know you just took mine. I was going to say that too. Because he didn't have to do
he
that.
He didn't have to do
that
it.
That just goes to show it don't matter how much money you have, no matter, you know, how smart you are, your family name, anything can go south in a New York minute.
Man, listen.
And it did. And when things go wrong, they go wrong.
Real
This man got
fast.
30 years. His daddy's a millionaire. Prestige. He could have been right there doing anything.
Daddy's still working. Ain't dad still coaching in the NBA and about to go money. To Cincinnati, I believe, and head coach doing his thing while son doing 60 years in prison for some dumbness. I don't get it. Why, Nikki? Why? Make sure y'all check that out too. That's episode 4.
Yeah.
All right, DJ. What's your second one? We already said Springfield 3.
You know what? I'm going to say it's a tie for me. It's a tie. Not lying. Not even lying. So something sentimental to me is episode 1. Amber Evans. Amber Evans. We was just getting started doing this podcast thing.
Yeah.
Amber Evans had just, you know, she's a community activist. Fought for the rights of, you know, colored people and blacks and just whatever. Just people, period.
Good
no,
woman.
What she did, she fought for... Children's, right.
She fought for children.
Episode 1, y'all check it out.
Yes, episode 1, yep.
The story was intriguing. It really wasn't getting any national attention, if any.
Yep.
Come to find out, you know, a day or two after we recorded, she was found.
Yeah.
You know?
Was the thing is, I think what was so crazy about Amber Evans is that we couldn't wrap our minds around why she would just disappear after being promoted. to the director of the Juvenile Coalition. I don't understand that. That has been, I think that's going to be like a part of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah, you
like,
feel me?
Why is she being identified as missing when she just got promoted?
And that don't make sense. And that's what I'm saying. The only thing, I mean, if they are true, which I don't think that they are, the only thing is mental illness is real.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that about her, because I don't believe that about her. But
yeah.
If anything, we're like, and my other one is Dano. John Y. and Dano. Anytime we try to make it out the hood, we get a little piece of money. We try to do our thing because that's our problem. We always want to run away from the inner city.
Yeah.
They don't want you out there either, bro.
Nope.
You got your kid in a school with only four other blacks. And he's one of the four.
Yeah.
It's only three other blacks. I mean, you think they're not going to blame your black ass for something?
Thank you.
You think you're not going to get in the fight? They're not going to pull up? I mean, they had the audacity to pull up on the lawn.
Oh.
I had my gun. He done grabbed my gun. And, like, he just knew he was going to come whoop some black ass at night.
He just basically tried to bitch John White around.
That's what I'm saying. That one was crazy. That's episode 8.
Yeah, that's episode 8,
check out
everybody.
Episode 8
Make
also.
Sure you check it out. Hell of a story. Hell of a story. And you are absolutely right, DJ. I think that is the same thing that really, really, really surprised me at just the boldness. I mean, you know, the alcohol and the rumors and how people take stuff too far.
He called him. Hey, I'll be there in 5 minutes to kick your ass. And
thank you.
Are you kidding
like,
me?
Like, oh, okay. Well, I'll just be sitting here waiting for this ass whooping.
Shit. He went and got his dad up there. I said, oh, well, yeah, that ain't a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the motherfucker still dumb enough to grab the gun.
To leave, and that's my thing. Told him to leave. Like, listen, get off my property.
Motherfucker didn't got all liquored up and went over there and started crossing.
Yeah, he did. He sure did. Y'all make sure if you have not heard episode 8 to check it out.
And I hate that too because nobody won. Nobody won.
Nope. The family.
You gotta check out episode 8. Yeah.
It was just.
Community divided after that.
Yeah, it went real.
John Wayne got to go to jail. The Dano boy's dead. His dad is, I don't know why, you know. Them,
Son caught in the middle of it, because keep in mind, this was really a lot to do with, you know. And then to harbor these kind of things for months at a time. Is that what people doing
and
now?
And it kind of reminds me of the Emmett Till story, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, the white woman lying. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. And the father, John Wayne, and this is where I'm going to stop here. But John Wayne said he grew up in the South, where he witnessed that same kind of thing happen in his own family, where a family member of his was actually killed by the Ku Klux Klan. So my thing is, now you coming after my son?
What a waste.
Like, man. And he's thinking all the time that, boy, living in this community is the best thing since sliced bread was invented. No.
No, not at all. They don't like you.
They don't like you. They don't want you here.
So,
oh, man, that has been...
It's been a hell of a ride, sister.
Yes. All right, so moving on. Let's talk about our Critically Missing. And if you guys have not had an opportunity to check out the Critically Missing in America, please, please, please do. And DJ, I think that's probably some of our proudest...
I love the Critically Missing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to check them out. You got to check them out. And just keep your ear to the street.
Yes.
And
don't hesitate.
Anyone having information should contact 911.
Or whatever applicable police department is around you.
You already know. And it's not a game, y'all. It's not a game. It's too many sick fucks out here nowadays.
Yep.
Excuse my friends.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
And these babies, we're talking about children. We're talking about babies. We're talking about young kids. And we just want to make sure that they go home safely.
That's it.
Okay.
Kudos to us.
Yes. So.
Money, romance, and greed is here to stay.
Here to stay. We have a great future ahead of us. We got a lot of wonderful.
And we in our bag. Wait till you see hear these next 10 episodes is better than the first.
Yes.
If that can be.
Yep. Man, listen. We can only get better, right, DJ? Because we're way too awesome.
That's it.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes. Love y'all, man.
We love you guys. Thank you guys for just staying down with us on day one.
It's bonus content.
Bonus content. And be looking forward to episode 11 where we will keep the steam going.
Money, romance, and greed forever.
Yes. Woo. All right, y'all. Until next time. Peace. Hey, everyone. It's Lady A.
And DJ. Hey, listen, if you want more amazing episodes of Money, Romance, and Greed,
make sure you subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast fix. And we want to hear from you.
For inquiries, show ideas, or general comments, hit us up at mrg.podcast1@gmail.com. That's mrg.podcast1@gmail.com.